Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Phil Vitella is the restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune, and he's patiently been listening to all of this. I appreciate that. Phil, good morning. How are you?
I'm terrified now. I'm afraid of afraid to shake hands now. I thought I was fine, but yes, this is scary. The people are really scaring me out there.
I don't know if there's a story to be done where you do a tour of the Chinese restaurants in Chinatown in Chicago, but I'll bet those places are half empty right now.
We had a story in the Tribune saying exactly that, and they're actually the community is starting to try to rally a little bit and try to persuade people to visit, saying it's, I mean, the risk of a flu, you're so much more risk for the flu, as Steve pointed out. That
blah blah blah, Steve.
Fretting over this other thing, just I don't know.
Well, I think if you think about it in this term, don't think about it as coming from China or anywhere. Just think about it this way. There's a virus, there's a germ, there's a little dot, and it's in China. What are the chances that that got to a restaurant at a table you're going to be at in Chinatown in Chicago? It's low, is my point. Low enough that you could eat there safely if you wanted to, and low enough that you could eat there safely if you just wanted to advocate for those people's businesses, a goodwill gesture, if you will.
Right. Very good point.
I said to Olive, well, let's invite some of those restaurateurs into the studio, and she looked at me a little eerily.
You know, it's when you hear about a mystery virus and that a lot of people are getting sick and you don't know anything about it, it's not hard to take the better safe than sorry and just avoid anything that reminds you of that particular virus or anything that reminds you of the area in which the virus was first discovered.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not rational. Reminds you of it? I mean, you don't want...
Exactly. It's fear is generally irrational. I mean, fear of, you know, bears is not, but fear of bears in Chicago is. So it depends on whether you're hiking in Montana or having, lunch downtown.
Well, after last season, I don't think anybody's afraid of the bears in Chicago. Thank
Ooh,
you.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Boom.
All right. Olive said take a break and then do the reviews of the restaurants. Phil, are you talking about Purple Pig?
I will.
And how do I pronounce this other one?
Costali.
Kostali.
Right.
Another restaurant that Phil's got a few things to say about. Hey, do you have a question or comment about the restaurant scene in Chicago? Phil and I would love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. Phil Vitella's the restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune. What are you saying about the Purple Pig, Phil? That's not a brand new place. Why are you reviewing that?
Purple Pig is 10 years old. But last year, they packed up their restaurant on Michigan Avenue and moved about 75 feet south to another place on Michigan Avenue. But the new place is larger, about the same capacity as the old Counting the Old Outside place, which this one doesn't have. But there's more elbow room. I don't know if you remember how many times you went to the old Purple Pig.
A couple times. It was tight.
Yeah, so you kind of elbow to elbow, right,
yep.
in some of those communal tables.
Yep.
My favorite story of Purple Pig is I was there having dinner with my wife. She's sitting across from me because that's how those communal tables often work. You sit across from the person you're with. And it's a little crowded, and I'm just reaching my hand down gently to my lap because I got some stuff on my fingers, so I'm going to use my napkin. And I thought, well, you know, it might be a little crowded, but Jimmy has really, and I mean Jimmy Bannis, the owner, has really spent a lot of money on some quality napkins. Because the quality, it was just so soft. And then I realized that I was wiping my hands on the cashmere scarf of the woman sitting next to me. And I was, oops. And now you want to know what happened after I confessed. I did not. I said nothing, kept my hands in my lap, and hoped she didn't find out.
How should that go? I mean, obviously you did the wrong thing, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
But you would say, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I thought that your cashmere scarf was my very nice napkin.
Right.
And I've just smeared barbecue sauce over it and probably ruined it. Yeah. Phil?
Yeah, I didn't think I'd done quite that much, but I must admit I didn't inspect. And but yes, I should have said, "Oops, I think I touched your scarf accidentally."
Yeah.
And frankly, I couldn't see whether it was, which is why I touched it in the first place. I couldn't see if I got anything on it. And then I said, "Let's take a look, make sure I didn't mess it up."
Oh, did you take a look?
I did not.
No. So yeah, maybe
I hunkered down like a chicken, didn't tell anybody till now.
What kind of food do they serve at the Purple Pig, Phil Vitale?
There's a lot of pork involved, as you might imagine. Jimmy Banas Jr. is the chef and partner, and he does charcuterie like you can't believe. I mean, he's got you can start off with this big house platter, and you'll get bits of salami and some sausage and coppa and pancetta and guanciale and andouille and all this. You know, all these various expressions of pig. I think one time, I think one of the things you could do is you could start off with pig ears, which they have fried, and then you have some pig jowls, and I had a sausage made of pig tripe, and that was that's
tripe are the intestines, right?
The stomach.
Yeah.
And then there's which was incredibly soft and mild, and
it's like a cashmere scarf.
I want you to find that woman, and I want you to apologize.
Like, I'm going to get 15 letters from different people claiming it was their scarf.
I'm just going to say you are in for a dozen scarves now, but
right. There's going to be a class action suit. Anybody who ever went to Purple Pig with a scarf is coming after me.
Well, I liked that place before. Food-wise, I liked it enough, but it was just too cramped for me. But a similar menu and different location just down the street a few feet, and it's better as a result of that. Right, Phil?
Yeah, and Jimmy continues to innovate. It's one of the things I really admire about this operation is that he won a Beard Award for outstanding, new chef, and he had plenty of laurels on which to rest had he chosen to do so, and instead he keeps innovating, he keeps trying new things, he keeps coming up with new ideas, and I really admire the work ethic there, and they've got a really good operation. I mean, the kitchen is humming. The servers on the floor are really smart, and the wine list is a revelation. You think of everything. You think of this place, and you think of all the charcuterie and all the interesting dishes, and the chicken thighs with tzatziki sauce and that kind of thing. And you can kind of forget he's got something like an 800 bottle wine list there. Really, a really, really deep selection. You're really into wines, this is a nice place to check out.
Purple Pig, it's on North Michigan Avenue, just over the river. It used to be on the west side. I presume it's still on the west side of Michigan Avenue?
It is.
Across from the Old Tribune Tower.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It used to be fun to live when I was in Tribune Tower, because then I could just walk across the street there. But now I have to walk a little farther.
By the way, Peggy has a question for you. You're on WGN. Hi, Peggy.
Oh, hi, John. Nice to talk to you.
Sure. What can we do for you?
You were on a couple of weeks ago with Phil, and you mentioned a couple of steakhouses on the west side, on the western suburbs. One in Melrose Park, Tom's Steakhouse, which we love and go to frequently, because we don't get downtown too much anymore. And you mentioned another one that's out west. Do you remember what it was?
I'm pretty sure it was the Golden Steer, wasn't it?
That sounds familiar.
Oh, the Golden Steer. That's right here in that's in Berwyn or
Forest Park. When you're up and down Roosevelt Road, there, it's really hard to tell when one town ends and the other one begins. Yes, there's 7635 West Roosevelt Road,
right.
And it's really cute.
Well, thank you very much. It was nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Peggy. I hope that helps. Yeah. Golden Steer. That sounds like a $9 steak place. It's nicer than that.
It
huh?
does. It's nicer than that. But what it is not a $45 steak place.
Well, that's what we were looking for last week. By the way, Phil, some text messages and emails from our listeners. Elif said we got to take a break here in a minute. But, John, most Chinese restaurants in Chicago employ people who came from or visit China. John, my son purposely ate in Chinatown last night. I guess my son and I purposely ate in Chinatown last night. If we're live in 2 weeks, we will go back. John, the wife and I have eaten in Chinatown 3 times in the last 3 weeks. We love the lack of crowds. I'm sure they don't. But that's what's going on in Chinatown in Chicago. Yeah, we need to do something with or for those people.
That restaurant community is really taking a hit right now.
Yeah. I got to take a hit right now, too. I got to let you go, Phil. The other restaurant, what did you give it? 1, 2, or 3, 4 stars?
I gave Purple Pig 3 stars. Costale, the place in the Gwen Hotel, which is just steps away from Purple Pig, I gave 2 stars. It's from the Naha people, and it's, as the name suggests, Costale. It's coastal food, mostly from everywhere from Portugal all the way to the Greek islands.
We'll review it maybe in a little more detail next week. We're kind of busy today, what with Blago's press conference coming up.
I wonder what he's going to say. I'm looking for serious contrition here.
Yeah, you just stay tuned for that. Thank you, Phil.
All right, thank you.